Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We will go to Mary's call just real quick here, but a couple of things. The product that I was talking to Ross Pelton about that is just an absolutely excellent way to stimulate glutathione production in your body and increase your health considerably is Reg, R-E-G, Active, A-C-T-I-V, Essential, ME3. Some people asking about what the specific product was. And it's one that you only have to take one capsule a day, and it just does incredible things. If you've had some sort of an injury or you've had some sort of damage to your body or just muscles, you know, feeling really bad and sore and all that kind of thing or anything in between, there's something that I have had done that you might want to consider, and that's stem cell therapy. Dr. Darcy is who I worked with and who you would get a free consultation from if you call them. The telephone number to set up a free consultation and see if stem cell therapy would be appropriate for you is 469-600-8794. Or you can go to their website, which is achievevitality.net. I had a torn knee, torn meniscus, and the stem cell fixed me up in quite a hurry, too, a short period of time. Okay, as advertised, let's go to Addison, Texas, and talk to Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Right. I have nuts edge that's gotten ahead of me. I used to be pretty good about pulling it out, you know, the little ones, and staying ahead of it. Now it's gotten pretty invasive and is mixed in with other health, you know, things I want. And I've forgotten what you used to say about getting rid of it.
Well, first of all, you got to understand, and I did a bunch of research on this and talked to a lot of people in the landscape industry, the commercial toxic chemicals that are recommended for nuts edge don't work very well. I talked to a lot of people in the industry, and they're dangerous anyway. What does work, although not fast, but it works, is molasses, believe it or not. Putting molasses, liquid molasses, is what we've done the most work with, at somewhere between a half a cup and a cup of liquid molasses in a gallon of water, or you can use a little bit less than that, really, and drench the area that has nuts edge, and then you do it again in a few weeks. And what happens is the rich biological activity that's created by that application just kind of makes the nuts edge slowly disappear, just vanishes over a period of time. The other thing that will help speed up the process is to drench the area with hydrogen peroxide. It's another use of hydrogen peroxide because nuts edge is a sedge, and it likes anaerobic conditions. It likes wet conditions. And if you build the biological activity in the soil and you stimulate the aeration of the soil, the nuts edge is not particularly fond of that change, and you'll see it, the speed up of it going slowly away. I started noticing this some years ago when I was looking at nuts edge problems on golf courses, and the most common place I saw nuts edge on a golf course was on the edge of greens on the downhill side. And,
yeah,
you know, when they build a green, they're basically making a pot in the ground, you know, and putting a 12-inch or deeper layer of sand in there. And then so when the drainage goes down and hits that sand, it goes over to the side, even though there may be drain lines, probably usually is. But that water, you know, tends to gravitate to that lower point, and that's where you would always – see the most concentration of nuts edge. And on golf courses that have it, you can also see a lot of nuts edge still alive where they've tried to use the chemicals.
Well, I've been following you for 30 years. No chemicals for me. So.
Good.
Not a problem. Do you dilute the hydrogen peroxide or put it on full strength?
Well, the way you apply it as a drench to the soil is use the stuff from the grocery store, which is 3%, and mix it with water, 50-50.
50-50, okay.
Yeah, drench in the soil. Now, what's even better to do is to mix it 50-50 with ready-to-use Garrett juice, so you're getting fertilizer value along with the action of the hydrogen peroxide.
Would you recommend using your Pro or just the Garrett Juice Plus?
In this case, just do either the Plus or the regular Garrett Juice. The one with Pro with the microbes in it, the hydrogen peroxide would probably be damaging to the microbes in the product.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Thanks. I'd forgotten that. I think I knew that years ago and had forgotten about the molasses on another property. The other question I have is, you used to recommend feeding DE, food grade DE, to pets. Do you still recommend that?
Well, yes and no. I think good, clean, amorphous, natural diatomaceous earth does make a good supplement for livestock and pets. The problem I have is, I was talking to the people in my little talk yesterday, the diatomaceous industry is now controlled by one guy, one company. And that one company also makes a product that has pyrethrum in it, you know, not just pure DE. And I'm not comfortable with that, you know, making a mistake with which one you end up getting. I'm not, you know, accusing them of anything at all. I'm just saying, seems to me like that could be a problem. And we haven't had real good communication with that company anyway. What I recommend more so than DE today is either the Real Salt Soil Amendment that they have, or azomite. Azomite is used as a food grade thing, just like DE, and helps with digestion and gut health and buildup of problems and all, just like the natural DE would.
I have some DE, a Nature's Guide brand that I bought about 5 years ago. Would that be safe?
Well, it's all coming from that same place.
That long ago?
Yeah, it's been that way now for quite a number of years. It's probably fine. And I even take some myself from time to time and give the dog some, but I'm just not as comfortable with it as I used to be.
Oh, and the other, okay, and it doesn't matter where you get the azomite, what brand it is.
It all comes from the same place. It's a volcanic deposit, a natural deposit. It's mined. Both DE, I should say this probably, a lot of people probably don't realize this, but any of the DEs, the zeolites, which you can do the same thing with, the real salt probably to the same degree, and even the azomite, they all are aluminum silicates, so they have some aluminum in them. It's always been argued by the people that recommend those things that the aluminum is not bioavailable in a dangerous way and not a concern, but just, you know, total, honesty there. All those products do contain some aluminum.
Even Real Salt? You're talking about the brand of Real Salt?
Oh, yeah. There's background levels of even heavy metals like arsenic, lead, and things like that in all the natural products. But it's usually real, real super low background natural levels and not a health concern.
So Real Salt has a product. I've never seen a Real Salt brand product, anything other than what you put on your food.
Yeah,
you
know, they have a soil amendment product, and it's used in feeding livestock and things like that. If you do a search online for their soil amendment, it'll come right up.
Okay.
And, some of these other natural products are kind of in the same category. One thing, for anybody listening that uses any of these natural rock minerals as a food supplement, it's a pretty good idea. I only started doing it myself a few years ago. It takes me a while to follow my own instructions, but put it on a cookie sheet and put it in the oven and bake it at a real high temperature for a while, just in case, you know, in the handling of it or whatever, somebody with dirty hands or whatever got something, some kind of pathogen in it, getting it real hot temperature would take care of that.
So you're talking about doing that for DE as well?
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the azomite. Okay. All right, well, thank you so much.
Okay, I appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not so much of an issue with the azomite, but some of the other things, you know, you never know how it's handled. You know, when you buy an organic produce at the grocery store, I would clean it because you don't know how it was handled, by whom. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back after this. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Experience the healing revolution and get away from sickness, pharmaceuticals, pain, and poor health. Before you operate or medicate, now you can regenerate your body with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's natural healing ability. It's simple, safe, effective, affordable. Book your free consultation now by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794 or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, if I can find my headset, I'm back. Howard Backley, it looks like we have a winner on the mystery photograph. I'm pretty sure that we do, and it's buttonbush. Buttonbush, it's the flowers, they're beautiful little white flowers, very fragrant, too. It's a plant that can grow in bog situation or in a wet soil or in just regular, well-drained, normal soil as well. And the flowers at first look like they're perfectly round and it looks like a kind of a heavy dandelion flower puff, but they're prettier than that. And then the outside portions of the flower fall off, and the inside portion is kind of a red color, which you see in the photograph on dirtdoctor.com. But buttonbush is the is the answer, and we do have a winner, and the winner gets, like always, identifying the mystery first. One of the products from Espoma, 8-ounce liquid plant food, and also one of our online courses, the Natural Organic Certification course. So congratulations out there. Came in by email. Let's see. Ann in Salem, Oregon is next up. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Howard. Well, it's getting to be time to winterize roses pretty soon, and I have 4 or 5 rose bushes that I had just put in 2 years ago, and they're beautiful, lovely hybrid teas. And I took your suggestion about exposing the flare on the rose bushes because I had always mulched them. And so I've exposed the, you know, the rose base clear down past the grafts, and The roses are doing beautifully. It's a really great idea to expose the flare on those roses.
It's magic, isn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, I have had black spot. We have a lot of black spot in this part of the country, but I've always used a product called Bear 3-in-1 Systemic. And it works really well, but I still have black spot on, you know, the roses, some of it, not that bad. My neighbors have really bad black spot, and they won't do anything about it, and their roses look terrible, so it drifts over into my yard. And I've been using Daconil, but I want to switch over in the spring for sure. And to your cornmeal tea you were talking about a couple weeks ago, and what I'm wondering is, can I, when I cut the roses down to winterize them, should I mulch them up a lot on the flare a little bit to protect them? And can I give them a big dose of your cornmeal tea this winter when I winterize them?
Well, yeah, you can use the cornmeal tea any time of the year. I want to say real quickly that the Bayer 3-in-1 Systemic is probably one of the most dangerous products out there. A systemic toxic chemical is certainly not anything that we would recommend in any way. The Daconil is one of those shotgun kind of fungicides that I don't think even works very well, because it kills beneficial microbes as well or better than it kills the targeted pathogen. You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, and I knew you were going to say that. And
yeah.
I've pretty much, you know, I want to convert to organic. I was in the nursery business for 12 years, and I sold a lot of products. And, of course, the
sure.
nursery never, the commercial nurseries don't add, you know, they're not organic. They're all, it's all chemical. So I've had good luck with the systemic 3-in-1, but I want to get away from all of that, and I want to go organic, because what you say about organic just makes so much sense to me.
Well, like I was talking to a previous caller, one of the systemic things that we have in our organic arsenal is garlic. And one of the things you can do, the term winterize is kind of more of a marketing term, as you know, being in the retail, you know, business. We really don't need to do a lot of things specifically to winterize. I would not pile mulch up on the base. I think having the flare exposed year-round is much more advantageous to the roses. I would put some garlic in the soil, dry granulated garlic, and it'll move up into the plant and help you with the black spot and with the other fungi as well, powdery mildew and things like that. And the cornmeal will do, you know, the same. So if you start...
So I should just go to the grocery store and buy a bottle of granulated garlic?
Yeah, the big box stores sell pretty nice granulated garlic in as large as a gallon container, is what I use, and it you can buy smaller amounts of it as well, and you just sprinkle it on the soil and work it in and water it in. You could also soak it in water with the cornmeal and spray the two together. It'd be even a more powerful disease control. It's pretty amazing. These things work better than the toxic chemicals do. But
well, yeah, I'm going to find that out. I'm going to see how it works next year, because I just have some black spot down around the base of the plant of the roses, and my tea roses are like 6 feet tall. I mean, they're great big. And they have one, they're right in the middle of their last bloom,
yeah.
So I'm gonna fill that's over with. But now, should I, it's whole ground cornmeal, right?
Right, whole ground cornmeal, because you have the bran and the germ there, and it's just better at stimulating the trichoderma, which is the beneficial fungus. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because the birds are running me out of the room right now. And we'll help some other people as soon as we can. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. It's 866-444-3478.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Yeah, Dr. Jeffrey Mink is the winner of identifying the mystery plant, buttonbush, or Cephalanthus, the genus. And so congratulations on winning one of our courses. And product from Espoma, we'll be getting that out to you. Back to the phones, here's Sherry in Waco, Texas, home of the tree that was uncovered with the most soil on the base of the tree, a bur oak. Had 10 feet of soil taken off of it. What can I do for you, Sherry?
We have some older pecan trees, a little over 20 years. My mom planted. I'm not sure what. We have several varieties. I'm not sure which variety. I have one set of trees. There's five trees out of this bunch. That last year I had no pecans. The year before I had pecans, and they get this black sticky stuff on them, and then they don't grow. I'm not here in the summer months. And I just got back, and that those five trees again have they grow about half the size, and now they look like brown scaly. They're dried up on the tree. It has lots of pecans on the tree, but I have no idea what this is. And it's the second year that those same trees have done the same thing. Any suggestions?
Do you know what varieties, what cultivars of pecans you have?
No, I don't. Like say, my mom planted them about 20. Okay.
No
plus
problem.
Years ago.
What you have there.
Desirables and some of may be desirables.
What you have there, Sherry, is called scab. It's a fungal disease, and it's been very common. I ran into an old friend of mine yesterday having a burger at Kincaid's over in Fort Worth after getting through with my little talk. Hadn't eaten there in a long time, but a friend of mine has been in the pecan business for some years, and he's had a lot of trouble with scab, and we were talking about it yesterday. it goes back to all the rain that we had in the fall and then the heavy rain in the spring, and it's a common fungal disease that's becoming more prevalent. The overall organic pecan fruit and pecan tree program that we wrote that's on our website on dirtdoctor.com is what I recommend. And as I was telling Bob yesterday, the most important piece of the puzzle for this particular disease, I think, would be to use the whole ground cornmeal on the ground plane, on the the root zone of the plants at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Now, spraying with Garrett juice as a base for the fertilizer value and then some cornmeal juice or hydrogen peroxide or Pure Grow or something in the mixture would also be beneficial. But the most important thing you can do is the cornmeal on the ground.
Okay. And it's just this set of trees. I mean, the other trees that are near it are fine. It's just this one set of trees. So it's one species much more susceptible to it?
Yes. In fact, he mentioned he specifically had Wichita. And he also mentioned Kansa was one that was in his mix as well. It can happen to any of the trees when you have really wet weather and excessive moisture in the soil and all that. But some varieties are definitely more susceptible to scab and other insect diseases and pet insects and disease issues on pecans than others.
Okay, put out the cornmeal in the fall or in the spring?
You can put it out anytime you want to. It can be done now and then a second round of it done as you begin the season next year. But you're going to do good anytime you put it out, because what cornmeal does is it stimulates a beneficial fungus called Trichoderma. And once you establish this beneficial life, this specific living organism in the soil, it's going to last a long time until you would do something to harm it, see, like put out some chemical or, it stays flooded and wet and that sort of thing again, and then you need to reapply it at that point. One of the nice things about the organic program is you don't have to do exactly the same thing just over and over and over and over. A lot of times when you do the right applications like we recommend, they last a long time.
Okay. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Give it a shot and let me know how it works for you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Talk to you later. Let's go next to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Is that where that is, Tony?
Yes, sir.
Well, it sounds like a pretty place. What can I do for you?
Something I always did when I grew roses in the wintertime is I took a 5-gallon bucket and cut the bottom off. And then I would, prune the roses before, it got a hard frost or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would fill them with wood chips with the, I always had tree trimmers over and stuff.
Yeah.
And, rather than the styrofoam cones and all of these other things, and I always had the best luck with that.
I like that technique, and when you're in an area of the country where you have real severe freezes and could be damaging, I think the mulch up on the plant is okay, but it is extremely important to you long term, as soon as it warms up in the spring, to get all of that off and get that flare.
Then I would spread it out.
Yeah.
And into the rest of the bed, and it eventually breaks down, and every year I'd add more wood chips, and, as the plants got bigger, I couldn't get any bigger buckets, but,
that technique. I think that's fine. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it just always worked well for me, and I had very good success with it.
Well, I like the tip. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for all you do.
Talk to you later, Tony. Thanks.
Bye now.
Yeah, it's you know, when you have really severe winters, it can damage like that. That's fine. And of course, down here in the south, and I'm in Dallas and across and in the zones, the 7 and 8, 5, and even as high as 5, as low as 5, we don't have to do that. Especially in the 6, 7, and 8, we can keep the mulch off of the base of the plant. But where you have severe, really, really hard winter, that's a good, his tip there is a good thing to do temporarily while it's really cold, and then get it off of there and get the flare of the roses re-exposed. Here's Roger in Chico, California. Hi, Roger.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I got a mole problem.
Okay.
Tearing up my front lawn. And I've tried several things, and nothing seems to work.
Well, there's a, you're talking about the little furry beasts in the ground, I assume. Moles?
Yes.
Okay. There is a product on the market, Roger, that is out there. You may have to buy it mail order if it's not in the local stores, but it is the best that I've ever seen for the problem, and it's called Mole Scram. And it's a very ingenious invention that a fella who was a banker invented. And he came up with a way of setting a fear into the plant, into the moles. He did one for deers and one for rabbits and one for various kinds of beasts. But he's got one specifically for moles, and he's got one specifically for gophers. And the whole line is called Scram. In your case, the one you want is obviously the Mole Scram.
I was thinking of replacing my lawn, and I'm wondering if rototilling would do anything. And then if I put down sod, it has a plastic netting in it. I don't know if that would keep them from coming to the surface.
I don't know whether it would or not. I had never thought of that. I don't like that plastic netting in general, but for that specific purpose, it might help. I would think that a mole could go right through that, though. Try to find this product called Mole Scram. If you can't find it, just try to find any repellents that are at the feed stores or garden centers where you are that contain things like hot pepper and castor oil, those kind of repellents. That's the kind of the second best way to go. That's not what's in his product. His product, he used organic things that set up certain smells that engendered just fear in the animal. Really a clever approach that he used, and it works very, very well. So give that a shot.
This is a nursery product that where I would go.
Well, some nurseries might have it. It used to be, they years ago advertised with me, and it was really easily available in the stores around here, and then it kind of went away for some reason, but I've been told that it's back. So you can probably check with the local retail stores, but if it's not available that way, you can order it online.
Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with those little beasts. They can be a problem. That is for sure. Might be able to get another call or two in if you want to try to jump on here at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I didn't finish talking about this time of the year. It's just absolutely ideal time to plant trees and other woody plants. The reason for that is that as we go into the fall color, as the fall colors start to show on the plants, which is happening now, especially a little bit farther north of where I'm sitting, but it's about to happen to us too. We're about to have some cold weather move in, some cool weather at least move in here in Dallas-Fort Worth. But this is ideal time to find the plants that might have the fall color you like the most. But it's definitely time to where if you get the plants in the ground, they're going to have a little burst of root growth here in the fall. And then they'll have a little bit of consistent root growth through the winter. Yeah, they grow in the wintertime. and then in the spring take off like they've been there the whole time, especially if you plant the trees, whether it's ornamental trees or fruit trees or big shade trees or whatever kind of tree it is, any woody plant at all, including roses and grapes and figs and things like that. Plant with the flare very high and very well exposed. If you buy container plants, whether it's in a ball and burlap situation or in a plastic pot, you want to take the plant out of the container, pull the burlap back, in other words, if it's a ball and burlap plant, and remove the excess soil that I can almost guarantee it will be there before you establish where the top of the root flare root ball is, and set that just a little bit higher than ground grade, not too deep in the ground. If you do that, you're going to be off to just a wonderful start. Don't trim the tree back. That's bad advice that some people still give out. Don't wrap the trunk and don't stake it until you absolutely have to. I'll be back right after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knock down and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. for thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tray treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Kay called from Fort Worth and couldn't hold going on the air, I guess, because I got a note here. What is the fungus taking out the wintergreen boxwood and how to stop it? It could be any number of soil-borne pathogens, but the answer is the same across the board, and that's the sick tree treatment. Any plant, any woody plant especially, not just trees, can benefit from the sick tree treatment, which means that you you expose the flares. And yeah, boxwood shrubs have flares, you know, just like trees do. So you expose that and you apply all the rest of the amendments of the sick tree treatment. The sick tree treatment is explained on dirtdoctor.com, and it's down in the areas under guides. There's a button with capital letters guides right on the home page, and that's where you'll find all my formulas and the programs to, and the explanation of the sick tree treatment. Cornmeal is the most important thing for you to add to that. And we've got Barbara calling in from Montana with a question about cornmeal. So let's go from there. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have a quick question. I've actually lived in Texas for a long time, so I'm familiar with a lot of your tips. But I just got to thinking when you started mentioning the whole ground cornmeal, do we ever get concerned when you're applying it on the ground about it being genetically modified?
Yes.
Or does that not matter? You do, okay.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. The solution to the genetic modification is the stimulation of biological activity in the organic program. We can't avoid genetically modified stuff. We just can't.
Right.
It's ubiquitous now. It's all over the place, and it's in even some of the organic things. So we're getting it. It's going to be there. But the neutralization of it comes from this program that I'm talking about all the time, the stimulation of biological activity.
All right, that's what I needed to know. Appreciate your help.
Okay, thanks for calling, Barbara.
You bet. Bye.
Spread the word up there, okay?
I will do that.
All right, I'll see you.
Bye.
And we, you know, appreciate everybody being part of the show and calling in. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, especially in the fall. There's just so many things with school and the kids and football and this, that, and the other thing. The Great State Fair of Texas, don't forget that. If you haven't taking advantage of getting out there, especially to see the Marine Corps drum and bugle corps. It's something that I strongly recommend that you enjoy. And gardening, this is just a wonderful time. Let me finish up on that, planting the trees. And it doesn't matter whether it's fruit trees or ornamentals or shade trees, getting them planted right now. If the nursery has them in stock, they tend to get the fruit trees in a little later than this. The shade trees have been there and are hardened off for the most part. But wherever you are in the country, the chances are very high that the tree is too deep in the containers, whether it's balled and burlapped or in a pot, a plastic pot, or even the bare-rooted things. You know, you'll see the soil line on them where they were healed in the bare root situation, way up above the graft union where you see that swelling or little dog leg. That's where the top of the fruit tree was grafted onto the rootstock. That point where you see that bend or that swelling, it's called the graft union point. And it should be several inches when you plant the little fruit tree above the ground grade. If you plant it where that graft union is level with the soil, you will have planted the plant way too deep. I see just across the board people planting their fruit trees way too deep in the ground. That leads to stress, and the stress leads to the plum curculio and the disease problems and all the other, you know, poor production of the fruit and all the other problems that we run into. Planting the plant at the right height after selecting a good, well-adapted plant, and I should say that, is the most important thing you can do for avoiding pests, diseases, and insects and having good production on your plant. It makes a tremendous amount of difference. And if you want to see about the simplest way to see how to do it is just look at our website, dirtdoctor.com, and right on the homepage, you'll see there's a picture, there's a photograph, and if you sit there a minute, it'll change to another photograph. It goes through those little buttons that are underneath the photograph, and there some of them I'm explaining the basic organic program, some of them it's about the online class, and some of them it's about something else. One of them is a video. It shows me bending down with my hand reaching out at the base of a little tree. Well, that's a lacy oak that I did a video on me exposing the flare properly with hand tools, with trowels, hori-hori, knife and blowers and brushes. So for the sick tree treatment, the most important step is the exposure to the base, and you can see me doing it on a video right on dirtdoctor.com. Click on the red button at the top to see about the possible purchase of one of my pieces of art, one of my books, and the class. All the money, all the proceeds go to the nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center, and we really appreciate the support, and it helps us with the work that we're doing. I've enjoyed it. Mary Rose, thanks as always, and thanks to all you guys for calls, the tips, and the questions, and we will see you next week. In the meantime, enjoy those healthy gardens out there, and behave yourself and enjoy all the activities of the fall.